This is Akashvani, the news read by Indochuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation various development projects over 11,200 crore rupees in Maharashtra through a video conferencing. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Pune Metro section between District Court and Swargate. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the projects unveiled today will give a boost to urban development and significantly add to ease of living for the people of Maharashtra. On revamping of the Solapur Airport, Mr. Modi said this will significantly enhance connectivity in the area and boost tourism, particularly religious tourism in Pandharpur. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Bidkin Industrial Area. He said the project will attract huge investment and create thousands of employment opportunities in the area. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy made in India products during the coming festive season. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav today addressed the 10th edition of the lecture series organized by the Sankalp Trust Foundation in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnav said India has witnessed high growth and low inflation as opposed to other countries. He further spoke about four pillars of the economic growth, which are investment in infrastructure, inclusive development, manufacturing and simplification of laws. Campaigning for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. Star campaigners of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. 40 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on Tuesday. The Rajpura Jammu South seat is one of the key constituencies in Jammu district, which is going to the polls in this phase. The Haryana Janayak Janata Party and Ajad Samaj Party Alliance released its manifesto, Jan Seva Patra, for the assembly elections. The manifesto was released by former Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautalia and ASP Chief Chandrasekhar Ajad in Sirsa today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chautala gave an account of the development work done by JJP during the previous coalition government. Manifesto's key promises include buying every crop in the state at minimum support price, Janayak crop protection scheme for farmers, 25,000 rupees per acre compensation on crop damage, and developing Bhiwani as an educational city. In Bihar, flash flood alert has been issued in 13 districts following massive discharge of water from the biggest barrages on Gandak and Kosi rivers. Over the past few days, catchment areas of Nepal and northern Bihar are witnessing heavy rainfall following which Gandak, Kosi and Mahananda rivers along with their tributaries are in spate. Several low-lying areas have been submerged in water. 1,41,000 people have been affected in 20 blocks of the state. World Heart Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed every year on the 29th of September to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases, which remain the leading cause of death worldwide, and promote heart health. This year's theme is Use Heart of Action. On the occasion, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flagged off a 3-kilometer marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The event saw the participation of over 800 people, including 150 heart patients and 100 doctors, and taking part to raise awareness about heart health and the importance of leading a heart-healthy lifestyle. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.